You're listening to Life Matters with me, Angela Coutunes. Thank you very much for tuning in. Chris Adams owned a family bakery on the highway near Cooma in regional New South Wales. A business failure made him decide to change careers and gain the skills to help small businesses in similar circumstances. Determined to achieve his goal before he turned 50, he juggled the bakery with a law degree and qualified as a solicitor at the age of 49. He joins us now on Life Matters. Hello and welcome to you, Christopher.
Good morning, Angela.
Hi, very nice to talk to you. So was it expected of you to become a baker? Was it something that your parents wanted you to do, or your own decision?
Oh, not really. We were still living in Kiama, and my parents had moved to Nimitabelle and bought the local bakery. And I was at a stage back in the very early 80s where I was looking, not quite enjoying what I was doing, and they invited me to come and help expand the little bakery, and that's what I did. I moved up to Nimitabelle, and very soon afterwards we set up a little retail outlet in Berrydale, and we started wholesaling up into the mountains.
Mm-hmm. And were you a hands-on baker as well? Were you actually making the bread?
Oh yes, it only took a few months to sort of pick up that sort of stuff and all the learning, and I actually went to TAFE at Newcastle, Hamilton TAFE, to do the apprenticeship course there.
Apprentice baker?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, really? And so what was your forte? What were you best at baking?
I think we became famous for a good quality pie shop. And we won several awards in the Great Aussie Pie Competition. And that's probably what we were most famous for. Mm-hmm. as a good quality pie shop, and when it was at its most busiest, we would normally have around 20 employees working at that little bakery in a town of 250 people. That was quite a busy little centre.
Yeah. So, Chris, did you enjoy baking? I know it requires very early starts.
I loved. The experimenting with new ideas and developing better and better quality all the time. So some of the stuff we made way back in the early years was pretty ordinary, but after a while we were quite proud with the product that we put out, and I suppose so much so that in the late 80s we became so well known that we were invited to set up another similar type enterprise down at Eden with more of a commercial base to it to create employment opportunities.
Mm. And how did that go?
Well, it was a fairly lengthy planning process, and we were fortunate to get a Commonwealth Government grant of just on $1 million to help us build it. It opened in about 2001, but it right from day one it struggled to make a profit, and we worked really hard at it, all my family, and we worked at it substantially for a number of years trying to get it to work with both the retail side and a wholesale manufacturing side where we produced frozen pies and frozen cakes and transported them all the way to Wollongong three times a week up and down the coast. We also opened shops at Batemans Bay and Queanbeyan, but it just didn't matter what we what we did, how we followed our business plan, how we modified our business plan. We just couldn't get it to make the profit in a similar fashion as the really successful Nimitabelle enterprise did.
Mm-hmm. So you applied to study law around this time, is that right?
Yeah, when we actually finally pulled the pin on the business and sort of sold everything off and closed the factory down in about 2005, I had at that stage become well accustomed to dealing with solicitors and liquidators and so on, and it was certainly an interesting field, and I also discovered that the truth about how many businesses actually fail, and that small business people are the last ones to admit defeat, and they hang on to the very, very last minute when all is lost, and a lot of them lose their family homes and their relationships break down and so on. And I thought it would be a good opportunity to, having had those life experiences, to actually get some accreditation so that I was in a position to be able to help people in small business, not only to start up small businesses, but to set up with the right structures that will protect them, of course, running them responsibly, but then also dealing with, you know, when things go bad, dealing with liquidations and so on.
Yes.
So that's why I decided to become a lawyer.
Mm. Christopher Adams is with us at the moment on our career change series here on Life Matters. He was a baker, now a lawyer. Why did you decide to study law with Charles Darwin University? You're so far away.
Well, that was interesting. That, I sort of made the decision. I got on the internet and just did a search for, you know, law degree online or something like that. And the first page that came up just happened to be Charles Darwin University, because they... probably one of the first universities in the country that have developed a huge online section in their uni. And so they've been at it for years and years. And, yeah, that was one of the first ones that the first one that came up. And as I went through the page, I thought, well, this is going to suit me down to the ground. All these, you know, law courses, they've got all of the essential ones, that the courses that you have to do, all the subjects that you have to do, and an interesting range of optional extras that you could do, and so I just had made application and was accepted sometime later, and so that's why I began with Charles Darwin.
Mm. So were you happy doing it, this course, you know, via online and distance learning, or if you had your time again, would you go to a nearby campus?
No, definitely not. The time savings are brilliant. I mean, I had my own office at home, so I would get up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and do a considerable amount of study before the kids even got out of bed or before I went into work. The systems are that you can download all your lectures for your various subjects, usually within 24 hours. You know, you've got all the same textbooks as the students that attend on campus. And then we have live tutorials during the week with a headset and a microphone, and it's just a general class discussion as per normal tutorials on campus. So the wonderful thing is that you can listen to your lectures at any time you like.
Yes,
and also, there are some lecturers who speak rather slowly, and there are other lecturers who speak quite quickly. And with the technology on your computer, you can either speed them down or slow them up.
Insert a few gags, that kind of thing.
And you can actually, if you didn't quite hear what the lecturer said, you can just rewind him.
Yeah, of course.
And you can't do that on campus.
No, you cannot. So, Chris, is it true that you set yourself a goal of changing careers by the age of 50?
Yes, I'd pretty well... I was just over halfway through my course, and one of the local solicitors in Cooma rang me up and asked me to come in and talk to him, and I really wasn't interested in a job at that stage. I was still running the bakery and still studying madly, but he convinced me to come and join him, and my wife and I have ended up buying half the practice here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was actually working full-time for the last 2 years of my degree, as well as running the bakery, and... Oh, yeah, it was just madness. Then I at my last semester, I actually did 7 full-time subjects while working full-time, and that was...
And I understand you've also got 5 children, you're president of Rotary, and you teach bagpipes.
Yes.
You're a busy man.
Yes, there's nothing like life to keep you busy, that's for sure. Never a dull moment. Usually when I sit down at all during the day, I'll go to sleep. I'm just...
I bet you do. If you stop, you fall asleep.
Yes,
so,
right.
Chris, baker or solicitor, which do you prefer?
Oh, look, they're just so different. I mean, it was certainly more jovial in the back of the bakery. You could wander around the day singing at the top of your voice and having jokes with customers and all that sort of thing. You certainly don't do that as a solicitor. And it's a different lifestyle. I mean, I have to make a point of getting up and going for a walk every 90 minutes or 2 hours and make sure you go to the gym every morning because you can become quite sedentary in an office lifestyle. I mean, that's a whole new ball game for me. I've never worked in an office for, 30 years sort of thing. So, yes, it's certainly different lifestyle. But, I'm enjoying it. Because we practice in a small town, you need to be, you need to cover a wide area of law. It's like a local GP. You've got to have a knowledge of many different areas so that you can provide advice. And if you need something more specific, well, then, you can refer someone to a big city or even yourself get advice from city solicitors.
Oh, Christopher, it's so nice to talk to you. Just very, very briefly, when was the last time you made a pie?
About 3 weeks ago, I made a batch at home. I managed to keep a big mixer and a big oven and a couple of pie tins at home.
That's fantastic. A pleasure to talk to you today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Christopher Adams, our career changer who was a baker and became a solicitor, but obviously is still a dab hand at pie making. Tomorrow, I hope you'll join us for Life Matters. Many of us overeat, overspend, indulge ourselves against our better judgment. What is it about modern life which makes it hard to exercise self-control? We'll be speaking to the author of We Have Met the Enemy, Self-Control in the Age of Excess. And also we'll meet another Life Matters listener. Talk to you then, I hope. My name's Angela Caterns. Thank you so much for joining us today. Bye-bye.